the old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Big Dick Hunter is standing by.
Hey there, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. We're getting ready to roll out right after the show for Red Rocks and Colorado. Grego, thank you for the super secret directions.
Hey, I told
you. Not very secret. You just go up 287 to Amarillo. I'm just telling you, just slow down through Claude, Clarendon, Childress, and Quanah.
Okay.
Richard, have you been to Red Rocks before?
No, I cannot wait to do this.
All right, I told Turley this. You guys, and I know you're going to be hanging out with the band and everything, but yeah. you need to, and the band will tell you this as well, you need to go hang out in the parking lot. There's three major parking lots in Red Rocks, and, you know, a couple hours before showtime, venture out there and just check out the scene, because it is car after car with their backs, the trunks popped or whatever, and playing music, and people throwing frisbee and drinking beer and doing other...
Selling burritos and shrooms.
Yeah, they are. It's really a fun scene. You just got to go check it out and at least look at it. You don't have to partake or anything, but just at least watch what's going on.
Oh, I absolutely will do that. I can't. This is going to be a great trip. I cannot wait to do this. And a relatively short one compared to most of our treks. This is only like 12 hours or something, right? Isn't that right, Grego?
Yeah,
12?
You can make it in 12. I mean, with good weather like you have now, you can make it in 12 from here to Denver.
All right. Hey, it was cool hearing you guys have the great Frank Howard on. And I did this.
Frank!
I did this DART station appearance this morning, speaking of autograph convention. And you know who got on a DART train right in front of me at 7 a.m. headed
Pearl
for the
Jam.
Autograph convention?
Frank Howard?
How about Big Anthony?
Big Anthony's standing right here by us.
Big Anthony was pulling behind him a rolling suitcase that was basically an ass whip kit. I mean, it was full of 8x10s and markers and memorabilia.
Why are you in the autograph business?
It's his hobby. It's what he does.
Apparently, this is...
I mean, you golf, he autographs.
Apparently, this was a big enough happening out there that he's just staying in Arlington for a few days.
Is that right? You're just going to crash out here for a few days? He's staying with friends?
Yeah.
Are they fellow autograph
on the
pounds?
Floor? On the couch?
Have they got a crane?
Big Dick, he also said that he's going to be... Now, you're going to training camp, Big Dick?
Yeah, August 7th through the 14th.
Now, are you taking P1s with you?
Yes, I am.
Big Anthony says he's going to be on that trip.
Yeah, he's already been lobbying me as well.
Now, where are they going to stay?
In a hotel.
Put up by whom?
I think the station's going to pick up the tab on the rooms.
It's not very ease-out friendly.
Well, we're driving. I mean, we're saving them a ton of money there. We're going to be in a Caps van rental van again.
Well, maybe you shouldn't take P1s on this trip.
No.
Maybe it should just be you.
Why don't you just put them back at the station?
Why does a nighttime show need to go to training camp?
That's what I said, but they didn't want to hear that.
God almighty.
I think they liked what we turned in from L.A. area last time we were out there.
I guarantee you they didn't even hear it.
Oh,
and plus, you're going to be on from 6 to 8 out there, so you're going to be done at 8 o'clock.
You think we can do some damage being an hour from L.A. off the air at 8 for a whole week? I think we can.
Jennifer Wells on every night.
The only problem is there's not going to be that many cars out there, buddy.
What do you mean?
Well, he'll have his own.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're going to have your own
Caps van rental.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to do it. You'll be on your own schedule.
I'm planning on basically commuting from L.A. I think there's going to be a pretty happening scene out there. A lot of our friends are anxious to get us out there for a whole week. So I think we'll turn in some good stuff.
Friends like who? Rick James,
Joe Francis.
Your Rick James's, your Joe Francis's, yeah. The usual
Dennis Hoff,
suspects.
I'm sure he's going to come in.
Hey, did you hear about
I'm
my...
I'm sure Grizzly Adams is going to roll in sometime.
Yeah.
Maybe your new buddy, Sika.
That's right. Did you hear about my follow-up to Who Wants to Date My Dallas Desperados Coach?
No.
It's Who Wants to Date My Multimillionaire Pimp. Dennis Hoff is going to fly in like three times over the next 3 months and date three female listeners at a time. He's going to take them out for a night on the town, all on his dime.
Why would he need to do that? He's got whores in his backyard.
Because he's a
friend. As many as he wants.
He's a friend of the show. I'm telling you, I'll bet we're going to get gold-digging stripper women coming out of the woodwork for this one.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by...
Frank Howard.
Yeah, by Frank Howard. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story's become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words...
Hey, man.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready?
Okay. Hello, Arlington, Inc. How are you?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, man. Let's talk about dumps. The part with the lump and heck.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, man, really disappointed y'all didn't mention Ambrosia in your concert calendar.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, man,
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, man, pot.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, man, I'm not gay, but all of a sudden I love big dick.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, man, Corby sucks, and stand back, burrito.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, man, and 1 second. My grandson's a little homo.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Hey, man, can you play a rerun of the hard one instead of the P1 Wildass Circus?
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Hey,
I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Pete out here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to T-Bar and Lisa on the promotions front. The Ticket Chicks on duty, Serata and Kristen. Thanks to our guests, Frank Howard.
Fergie Jenkins.
And Fergie Jenkins. Thanks to Danny Paul, Psycho Dave, Kevin Scott, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the Barbecue Pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. The top 10 is next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We are back Monday at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep
A year old, he was out in the backyard playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together. And he could have hit 3 grand slam home runs, but they had dwelled on what he didn't do wrong. And it was always keep hustling.
Is The Ticket. KGCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK Sherman Denison. KTDK Sanger.